Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Thursday, December the 8th, and my name is Joel Burks. During this season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Psalm 46, and after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading today's passage in the NIV. Today's devotion is entitled, A Coming Day of Peace. Let's read Psalm 46 together. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. It seems like every day we are bombarded with devastating news stories around the world. Sometimes the story is from the world abroad. Sometimes it's in the national or state level. And sometimes it is even in our own communities. Psalm 46 paints a similar picture. From the context of this psalm, we can read how the world of the psalmist seems to be on uneven ground. The descriptions of mountains falling into the sea and the water roaring are strikingly similar to the way I've heard people describe the world at large in today's age. Yet standing in stark contrast to the world that the psalmist describes is the city of God. It is a place of refuge from the worries going on all around him. It is a place of serenity and peace and joy. In the city of God, a stream flows through it, and there is a holy place where God dwells. While outside of the walls, the nations seem to be uprooted and in chaos, the city of God will never fall. We all long for this kind of peace in the midst of the craziness of life. The hope that we have as Christians is that this city is coming even now. The end of the psalm speaks to this coming idyllic world where there are no more wars. People will throw their shields into giant piles and strike a match, setting them on fire. Bows and spears alike will be set aside, and God will tell all to be still. The kingdom of God will be at hand. And God will be with his people in a way the Israelites could never fully comprehend. How do we know that this is coming? Jesus' birth set us on a path toward the initiation of this kingdom of God. Later, when Jesus would be raised from the dead, God would set into motion the redemption of all things. Someday, we will see that vision of a world with no more war. And God will dwell among his people in a city that has no end. Dear Lord, thank you for the coming day of peace, when there will be no more war, when you will wipe every tear away from our eyes, for the vision that you gave to us in the book of Revelation of the coming Jerusalem, where heaven, God's space, and earth, our space, will overlap once again. Thank you for Jesus and for the redemption that we have through him. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.